5. Quick Divrei Torah on the Parsha with Rabbi Gil, student of TorahMusings.com. Nitzavim Tavshin Pei Aleph. Number 1. Precision means seriousness. What's the connection between Parshas Nitzavim and Parshas Kisavo? Rashi explains in Dvarim Chavtes Yud Beis that the people were concerned. They had just heard in Parshas Kisavo 100 minus 2, 98 klalos, 98 curses of bad things that are going to happen to them if they don't keep the mitzvos, and they were worried. How can they survive? How can they live this way? They're going to perish. So Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them together and to console them and said that they could do it. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem, you're all standing here in front of Hashem. You could do it. You'll be great. Things will be fine. So the Divrei Shol points out that Rashi's language is very precise. What were people concerned about? Rashi says 100 minus 2, 100 less 2, 98 curses, 98 klalos. The Rishol says, if you want to threaten someone, but you don't really mean it, you're going to tell them, you're going to do something, but when push comes to shove, and you're going to be merciful, you're going to show mercy, and you're not going to do it, so you can use a round number, a big number, a round number, 100 klalos. If you don't do what I tell you to do, I'm going to give you 100 klalos. But that's not what Hashem did. Hashem gave them 98 klalos. That precise number sounds like he's very serious and that he's actually going to go through with it. And then Klal Yisrael were worried. They said, oh, he's not just threatening us, he really means it. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, he does really mean it, but we can still do it, we can still survive, we can still thrive, it will be great. Number 2. Why do tshuva? Dvarim Perek Lamed mentions tshuva 3 times. In Pasuk Beis, Veshavta ad Hashem Elokecha. In Pasuk Ches, Vata Sashuv Veshamata Bekol Hashem. And in Pasuk Yud, Ki Sashuv El Hashem Elokecha Bechol Levavcha Bechol Nafshecha. Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, in his Chazon Yecheskel on Tanakh, page Resh Mem Tes, says that these represent 3 different levels of tshuva. The first level, discussed at the very beginning of Perek Lamed, Pesukim Aleph and Beis, discuss someone who is in the midst of suffering and punishment that he does tshuva. Behaya ki yavou alecha kol advarim ha'il habracha v'aklala. When you're experiencing the klala, the curses, the punishments, and you do tshuva then, that's an important stage of tshuva, but it's the lowest level because effectively you're being forced to do tshuva by Hashem. The second level is mentioned in Pasuk Ches, is when your enemies, when you see Hashem punishing bad people, and you do tshuva not because of your own suffering, but because you see that Hashem is doing justice in the world. As Pasuk Zayin, Rasan Hashem Elokecha es kol halos ha'ele al oivecha v'asonecha sheredafucha, Hashem is punishing bad people. You see that, and that brings you to do tshuva. That's an important level. And an even higher level is when there's no suffering at all. You just look around at how the world works. You look at the Torah, and you see the beauty of it, and the beauty of the world, and you do tshuva because of that. That's the highest level, and that's discussed in Pasuk Yud, Ki Sashuv El Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha with all your heart and all your soul. That's the highest level of tshuva. Number 3. How to avoid a curse. After hearing in Parshas Kisavo and Dvarim Chavches about the tochecha, about the punishment that Hashem has in store for us if we sin, so we learn in Parshas Nisavim in Dvarim Chavtes Yudches about someone who thinks he can get out of it. V'haya b'shomo es divrei hala hazos, after he hears this curse, v'hizbarech bilvavo le'mor shalom yeli. So he thinks in his heart that he'll be fine, he can do whatever he wants, ki bishurusli bi'elech, I'll do whatever I want, I'll walk in my own path, and I'll be fine. So what's the havamina? What is he thinking? Why would he think that he could avoid this klala of the tochecha right after he heard it? So the Vilna Gaon in his Aderes Eliyahu points out a grammatical point. There's a difference between the tochecha in Parshas Bechukosai and that in Parshas Kisavo. In Parshas Bechukosai, in Vayikra Chavav, so the entire tochecha is in the language, in the plural language. Afa ani aseh zos lachem. Lachem. I will do this to you in the plural. Whereas in the tochecha, it's all in the singular. Uvo alecha kol haklalos ha'ela. On you, in an individual. You in the singular. So explains the Vilna Gaon, and really the Mabit says this already in his Beis Elokim, in his Shar Yesod, his Perek Lamed Beis. So they say that Vayikra, the Tochecha in Vayikra, in Parshas Bechukosai, is talking to every individual Klal Yisrael. It's in the plural, because it's talking about the plurality of all the individuals together. Each one is getting this Tochecha. However, in Kisavo, where it was in the singular, that is referring to Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a whole. the entire Am Yisrael is going to get this. So explains the Vilna Gaon, that's what this person in Parshas Nisavim is thinking. He's thinking, okay, so this tochicha is going on Klal Yisrael, so I will remove myself from Klal Yisrael, and then I'll avoid the whole klala. I'll avoid the entire tochicha. So says the pasuk, no, that won't work. Lo yoveh Hashem saloachlo. That the very next pasuk says, no, Hashem will not allow him to do that. Hashem will not pardon him. Rather, explains the Vilna Gaon, if you remove yourself from Klal Yisrael, you're even worse off because you don't have the zechusim, you don't have the merits of all the people of Klal Yisrael together. So if such a person tries to get smart and tries to outsmart Hashem by removing himself from Klal Yisrael, he ends up being in deeper water. Number 4, Har Hurt is Tshuva. The Torah tells us in Parshas Nisavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki HaMitzvah Hazos Asher Anochi Mitzvah Hayom, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, Lo Niflesi Mimcha V'Lerechokahi. It's not far from you, it's not hard to do, and it continues, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Kavar Ve'Lecha Dover Me'od, this mitzvah is very close to you, very much, Beficha U'Vilvavcha La'Soso, in your mouth and in your heart to do it. The Ramban says this is talking about the mitzvah of Tshuva. But the question is obvious. How can the Ramban say that the mitzvah of tshuva is easy for us, that changing yourself is the hardest thing to do? So Reb Itzel Blazer and his Koch Ve'or that's appended to the back of Or Yisrael in Simin Vav, so he explains based on the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Beis. The Rambam says there are four parts of doing tshuva. There's Azivas Achet, Charata, Kabbalah Lahaba, and Vidui. You have to stop doing the Avera, you have to regret doing the Avera, you have to firmly commit not to do it again, and you have to confess to Hashem. So says Reb Itzel Blazer, the Torah is only talking about something that is uniquely a mitzvah. We only do because it's a mitzvah. But other things, for example, if you're doing an avera and every time you do the avera, you get further punished. So it's only common sense to stop it so that you avoid future punishment. It's common sense not to do the avera. It's hard, but it's common sense. And similarly, to regret it, you're going to get punished for everything you did. So of course you're going to regret it. It's just basic seichel. So you don't need the mitzvah for that. There is a mitzvah for it, but you don't need the mitzvah for that. What we need the mitzvah for is Kabbalah Lahaba, because you could just play it minute by minute, day by day. You don't have to make a commitment now for the future. Just take it as it comes. But the mitzvah comes to tell us, no, you have to have a Kabbalah Lahaba. And similarly, who says we have to do a vidu, confess to Hashem? Out loud, verbally, we have to confess? That's not common sense. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah tells us we have to do that. So it says, Rabbi Zalab Lazar, those two things, Kabbalah Lahaba, which is accepting it in your heart, and vidui, in your pen, in your mouth, those are what the mitzvah is talking about, beficha uvuvavcha, and those are relatively easy once you do the first steps, which are common sense, but very difficult. Number 5. Why do mitzvahs? The Sifrei at the beginning of Parshas Ra'ek was a pasuk at the end of Parshas Nitzavim and Devarim, Lamed, Yud Tes, Hachayim v'hamavis nosati lefonecha bracho v'aklala, I place before you life and death, a blessing and a curse, v'rachat v'chayim. So says that Sifrei, you might have thought that they're both placed in front of you. So choose whichever you want, life or death, bracha or klala. So that's why the pasuk comes and says, uvarchat b'chaim. No, you should choose life. So what does this mean? So explains Reb Itzel Blazer in his Koch Ve'or, the standalone Sefer Koch Ve'or and page Yud Tes, that there are two theories of why we get schar and onish, why we get reward and punished for doing mitzvahs and or for doing averos. One theory is that mitzvahs are good for us. It's like taking medicine. Medicine helps us get better. So too, doing mitzvahs is naturally good for us. And to the opposite, doing averos is bad for us. It's like eating unhealthy foods that naturally makes us bad. So too, doing an avera makes us naturally unhealthy and unwell. And the other theory is that, no, it's encouragement and discouragement. Hashem wants us to do good and not to do bad, so therefore he rewards us for doing mitzvahs in order to encourage us to do mitzvahs, and he punishes us for doing averus in order to discourage us from doing the wrong thing. So there are these two theories, and it says Reb Itzel Blazer, so that's what the Midrash is talking about. That's what this Sifrei is talking about. You might have thought doing mitzvahs and doing averus is like eating good or eating poorly. It's your choice. Whichever you want is fine. If you want to eat poorly, do you want to do avera, so you won't be so well? If you want to be well, so then you'll eat healthy. So that's why the pasuk comes and tells us, no, uvacharta b'chaim. It's more than that. It's not just a choice whether to eat healthy or unhealthy. It's more than that. It's Hashem wants us to do the right thing and not to do the wrong thing. And therefore, he gives us outside encouragement that he will reward us for doing the right thing, for doing a mitzvah, and he will punish us if we do the opposite.